What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe. If you've been here before, welcome back. Welcome back. If you've not been here, then you are in for a treat. This is going to be, I anticipate, one of my favorite episodes. I anticipate one of your favorite episodes. And Rafael DeFuria, that's already in the chat, is saying it's going to be one of his favorite episodes. He's looking forward to the conversation. So am I. I'm going to have Dan Currier on in just a little bit, just a few minutes here, after I shout out some sponsor relationships and make sure that we are moving in the right direction that way. But we're going to be talking about upload revenue. Now, that's not my term. That's actually Dan's term, and I just steal stuff from other people, especially Dan, because I've been chasing around the internet. I've been copying off his page, and I've been having some great success doing it when it comes to uploading content and making money, and particularly on Amazon Live, which we're going to talk about. So speaking of Amazon Live, I already see some people in the chat saying, hey, look at that fancy new mic. You can get this mic for a limited time over on my Amazon Live page, billythorpe.live, and you can check it out. It is limited edition, brought to you by Shure, and this is white noir color, and it's the same as the MV7, the black one, just in white. So I'm using it this week until whenever. I don't know how long, but I have an SM7B. It's looking at me. It's giving me the side eye, so I might have to bring it back into the mix sooner than later. But before we get started, I want to shout out to Ritual Motion. They are a sponsor, the only sponsor of the show, official sponsor of the show. And so we really appreciate those guys. You can go check out my channel over there. It's ritualmotion.com. And they got an NFT drop-in called Blockbots. I'll jump over here real quick. I don't know when it's dropping. I think this month sometime. It got a little bit delayed, but you can go to blockbots.io, and that's blockbotz.io. And if you're into the NFT space, Web3, all that fun stuff, you can go over there and check those guys out. See Chris P. Giles hanging out in the chat. What's up, Chris? Good to see you, man. Thanks for joining. And if you know anybody that is into Amazon Live that wants to make money as a content creator, then do me a favor and just freaking hit that share button, because Dan and I are going to break it. I'm not going to break it down. I'm gonna break stuff like I just did, but he's going to break it down. We're going to talk about it, and I'm going to ask all the questions that I've just been thinking about for months as I look at his page and follow his newsletter and gearing up. Just sent my wife a message to say, hey, can I go to People of Video in September? Like, I'm just chasing this dude around. Maybe a little bit obsessed, but whatever. It's okay. So anyway, I don't think I have any more other than that. Just want to say thanks to Ritual Motion, and you can check it out on there, the channel. And you can come over there and be a part of the conversation as well, if you want to, via chat, or you can come on stage, similar to Clubhouse. So that is that. And now I'm going to shut up and bring on Dan Currier. Dan, what is going on, my man? How's it going?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I've had one too many energy drinks or one too many coffees, but I'm pretty excited to have you on. And thanks for making this happen, man. I know my original schedule wasn't in your schedule, but we made it work, and I really appreciate you taking time after a long day of work to come on and be on the show. Really appreciate that.
Happy to be here.
Awesome, man. Well, dude, let's get into this thing, and we could talk about, you know, we could go into the history of Dan and how you became a creator and all that fun stuff, or we could talk about what we're both obsessed with, which is making money with video. Your pick, though. I'll let you pick.
You know what? We might as well talk about making money. That's, you know, that's what upload revenue is all about, is trying to find effective ways to trade less time for more money. That's certainly my goal with all of this is, you know, a lot of people will call it passive income. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, working smarter rather than harder. And not that I'm all about, or I have nothing against hustle, but I think the better we are at finding ways to be more efficient in making that money, it really frees us up to do a lot of other things, be more creative, or just find other ways to generate revenue. So that's definitely a passion of mine. And that's what I've been trying to do in the past 5+ years since I started on YouTube and have really started exploring the different ways that we can all make money as video creators.
Yeah, man, I love it. And you're definitely paving the way for, you know, for guys like me who I've spent a decent amount of time behind a camera producing other people's content early on in my, you know, my 20s or whatever. And then the passion was always to come back and work in the media space, but I never could figure out how do I make money doing that. Like, I could never figure it out unless I went and worked for someone else. And now, you know, this opportunity, or multiple opportunities really, and we're going to mostly focus on Amazon Live, but there's, you know, a lot more opportunities now to really make a living and do this thing, you know, quote unquote, full time, and not have to go punch a time card. Not that there's anything wrong with it. And I know you still are like, yeah, dude, I still love doing that. So, so we can talk about that balance as well. Dude, so let's talk about Amazon Live. And from your perspective, I don't see you going live on Amazon. I literally just see you uploading videos. So can you talk to me a little bit about the reasoning behind that?
Yeah. So when I first started at Amazon, I never, and I still don't look at Amazon as a way to further my brand. There's a term out there that they use on YouTube and other places. And it's called cash cow, which is kind of a totally different approach to making content. You'll see that there's, you know, you'll recognize the YouTube channels that kind of take that approach where it's faceless. They just do fun, light videos with maybe, you know, pretty pictures and words over them. You know, I think Bright is one of the ones on YouTube that does it. And when I first started on Amazon, it was actually my brother who brought it to my attention. He's like, wow, this is super easy. You just got to get, at the time it was 10 videos you had to get approved, do quick, you know, 30-second, 1-minute videos on products, you get them approved, and then your videos start appearing on the product pages. I'm like, well, that sounds like a pretty good deal. Let's give it a try. So that's how we started. We weren't talking. It was just music and, you know, a demonstration. The way that I like to refer to it is just showing people the product out in the wild. You're not trying to throw them a sales pitch. These are people who, thank you, Amazon, have already gone through most of the buying process. They've decided they want something. They've searched for the product. They've landed on the final page where they can, you know, push the buy now button or add it to their cart, and you get to slide in there with your video and show them a 60-second video that may answer some last minute questions. And then you're going to get rewarded with a 2-4% commission just for doing that. I mean, how perfect of a situation is that? They're generating all the traffic, and you just get to use the skills that you've developed on some other platform, whether it be YouTube or other video platforms, Instagram, Facebook, what have you. And you get to apply those to do kind of the least amount of work in terms, we already know how to make videos. All of us that are in content creation have probably become really familiar with buying stuff on Amazon. So Everything else is natural. It's just, hey, what products do I have available? Let me make a video about them. And let me squeeze right into the almost before the last step of that process and get a commission for our effort.
Yeah, man. You know, it kind of felt, when Monty and Chris and I started following you and Dillcasters, Chris Stone and Jim, I was like, how is this? This feels weird. Like, even the first time I ever made a shoppable video, which is a short form video for people who are like, what does that mean? We'll kind of get into it. But And then I started the next day, saw revenue being made off of that. I was like, okay, this feels weird. And I come from a background in sales, so it's almost like somebody stepped in front of you like, hey, let me go ahead and grab a piece of that. You know, I'm like, wait, what is happening? This doesn't make any sense to me. So maybe, go ahead.
I was going to say, when you start, so I've had Amazon affiliates for probably 7 years now through my RV channel and my YouTube channel related to YouTube. And, you know, maybe on a good month, it was $100, maybe a couple hundred dollars. And then I started doing these videos. And as soon as the product page placement started up, it was like $5-$10 a day. I was like, okay, that's something. And then kept putting up videos, and then it was $100 a day. And it grew from there. So it's just a matter of seeing that opportunity and realizing it's like nothing else we've done as content creators, at least myself up to this point, that I was all in. I'm like, we got to create a course. My brother was like, no, you can't create a course. We don't want to tell anybody about this. Like Amazon is some big secret. A certain degree, I kind of agreed to it with him, but I'm like, this is, you know, there's three strikes and you're out rule. So you need to get your videos approved to show up on the product page. And if they don't, and you try three times, as far as YouTube's guidelines now or Amazon's guidelines, you don't get to try again. So you're out. So I'm like,
wow,
there's a space here for a video or for a course to put people on the right path, make sure they get approved. And then send them on their way to making as much money as they possibly can on a monthly basis, which has just been huge for a lot of creators.
Yeah, man, I follow a lot of people in this space and through different Facebook groups, and some people just share numbers, and I'm like, what? I'm like so blown away by it, and, you know, and being an entrepreneur, being a business owner of many years, and understanding the work that it takes to make a transaction, to make a sale, to build a relationship, to do all these things, and then I'm like, wait a second, I can share literally my opinion about a product or whatnot. So you said you started going ham, like uploading video. How many videos have you uploaded, do you imagine? Do you keep count or you just keep dropping them on there?
I certainly know people who have blown away my total. I'm probably somewhere between maybe like 375, 400 videos at this point. But I've heard stories of people that dropped like hundreds of videos a month. So that blows my mind. I can't even imagine what that effort looks like, but it's, you know, some of it is quantity, some of it is, you know, what I would probably call a little more advanced strategy of really thinking about. And of course, Amazon handicaps us because they don't give us the analytics that we really need to make informed decisions. So it's a lot of trial and error and trying to see, you know, what's actually producing for us. But you know, it's just a matter of trying different things, trying to understand how to, if you're only getting 2-4%, you have to know that the, you know, if you're selling $5 products, you're not going to make a lot of money. But if you start to get into the $100, $300, $500 products, then there's some opportunity to make some much bigger commissions. At the same time, there's more risk in that, especially if you're going to go out and buy a product like that. So you really need to do your research and try to make informed decisions on the products that you buy, so you don't take a bath and just end up with some product that you may or may not have wanted. But you have to be able to get that revenue back. And the first time we did that, it was for a kitchen item, and it was $350. My wife and I did the research on it, and then I kept track of how long it would take to earn that $350 back. I think it took like 20 days to get that money back, and that video had gone on to earn like $2,500.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, I wish every single product could be that good, but, you know, we certainly tried our best to see what was going to be popular and, you know, what was going to potentially drive us the best revenue. And I think that as a tip, the $300 range is kind of like a nice place to be, because it's not so expensive that it's a rare purchase for people. So the volume is going to be a little bit better than something that's maybe $1,000 or $1,500. But also at $300, you're getting a fairly decent commission on it. So if you pick that $300 product in a 4% category, then you're really going to maximize the potential there. You know, you get a good day, or they promote that product and you sell 10 or 15 of them in a day, you have a really good opportunity to have a really good day.
So man, when you guys were strategizing, and I love that you brought that up, because I had a product, a guitar that was sitting behind me before I put the screen up, and it was just sitting back there. And one day I was like, oh, I should just make a video about it, because I traded or I sold a really expensive guitar I had for many years, and then I just bought like a cheaper guitar because I was going to travel with it or whatever, and I made a video about it. And dude, I'm not even kidding you. Like the next day, it was just like ding, ding. Like I was in there like, what the heck? And so that's really what got me thinking the same thing, because I was making videos about, and I still do, man. I'll make a video about my flip-flops or about whatever. I don't care. Like I'll just, like if I'm sitting here, I got a pretty good system of creating quick videos. And so I'll just be like, okay, let's just make it and go. But it did get me thinking a little bit of like, and I'm in the beginning stages, so you're like a year, a half, maybe a year and a half ahead of me, 2 years. I don't know how long you've been on, but I've just started to focus on it in the last 30 days. And so now I've burned and churned through all these products and doing some brand deals and kind of getting my toes wet in some areas, but I've noticed the percentages of different categories. And I've also noticed that one particular item has like been half of my revenue for the last 30 days. And I'm like, holy smokes. And it's nothing that I even know jack about, but I use it in my yard every week in the summertime. You know, it's like a weed eater or a leaf blower. And I'm like, my mind is blown, dude. I'm like, I'm thinking this microphone or whatever is going to pay the bills. And it's the stupid weed eater that I complained about 4 years ago about buying is now doing the trick. And I'm like, all right, man, I get it. I see what's happening. So are you now, that you've gotten hundreds of videos up, are you now slowing down a little bit and analyzing those more and more and more, or are you still just burn and churn and making product videos about anything and everything?
The slowdown part is probably more so on the purchase than it is on the videos. We basically have a rule that anything we buy from Amazon now gets a video. You know, so that's just how it works. Sometimes I'll prioritize based on, I mean, there's like some things I buy that it almost doesn't make sense to make a video because the commission's going to be like 5 or 10 cents and I'm never going to sell enough of those to worry about it. But, but yeah, there's definitely a focus and an understanding of every time we buy a product, whether it's, you know, for specifically to make a video or just because it's something that we need. When we're buying something like that, we will look at some of the traffic on that product to be like, hey, will this make a good video? So if you have the option to buy two different versions of something and one has like 15,000 reviews on it, we're probably going to jump on that one versus the one that seems to have less traffic, just for the idea that we want to get in front of as many people with that video and try to recoup some of that money.
Yeah, man, that's a great strategy. And I've started doing that a little bit in the last couple of weeks too, like really paying attention to, you know, different brands, especially if a brand wants to offer me a product. I'll go look at their listing first and I'm like, all right, man, you're not doing anything and you want to pay me $4, so I'm not going to do it. Go ahead. No, go for it.
I was just going to say the vast majority of products that people reach out to you and want you to make videos on typically don't perform very well. So we were actually chatting about this before we started. And the idea is that, at least from my perspective, if it's something it's like a high ticket item and it's something that actually interests you, then maybe you would exchange that product for just for making the video. But understand that for the vast majority of those, you're not going to make your money back on commission. So that's when you start to think about, hey, I need to start charging for my time. What does that look like? How much do I want to charge? How does my price change based on how much input the seller wants? You know, if they're just like, here, make a video the way you make a video, that's one price. But if they are, hey, cover these 10 bullet points. Okay, well, now you're giving feedback. That's going to change my workflow. You're going to pay more for that kind of thing. So there's definitely some opportunities there to kind of reel that in to make sure that you're not overwhelmed with a bunch of free products that you promised to make videos on.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way. Like the first week, I was like, yeah, I'll take anything and everything, just send it. Well, probably, you know, primarily because I was trying to figure out my workflow. I didn't even have a workflow because I just moved back from Puerto Rico. And so I was like, okay, well, I don't have product. I'm going to go buy a bunch of stuff because I don't even know if this is going to be, you know, viable. So when you're making these videos, and I know you come from YouTube world where viewing stuff, like your YouTube videos are like super well polished. They're super well done. You're sitting there and you're set most of the time. Any B-roll stuff is like really well done. And then over on Amazon, it's a little bit more raw. Can you talk about the differences of what Amazon wants versus what YouTube wants?
So this is speculation, just because, again, Amazon's not giving us the analytics to really be able to see what's going on, because we can't see conversions based on specific videos. You can kind of do a correlation if you've only made one video and it's a specific product. But if you've put out multiple videos on a given product, you can't see which one's performing better. So my approach going into this is that, again, going back to that, people want to see this out in the wild. They want to see real people using the product. And if you're, at least in my opinion, if your video looks too polished and looks too like a brand spot, then like, what do we think when we see those videos that are made by the brand? Anybody who's bought anything through the course of their life knows there's a little bit of bias in those. True. You know what I mean? So all the claims that they make in terms of what it can do, what it can't do, you don't really want to emulate that. You want, hey, my name's Dan. I've got this product. You know, it's bigger or smaller than I thought. It's a lot more sturdy than I thought. They want somebody, you know, a real person to kind of give some feedback on, you know, what they, their first impressions and what their experience has been with the product. And a lot of times it can be as simple as, hey, they just want to see the product in hand. Cause we've probably all seen or have all seen, like, the thing that comes to mind to me always are the swimming pools they sell on Amazon, where they'll superimpose an entire family of six in this pool and you get it and it's like 3 foot wide. You know, so those are the kind of things that you're helping those shoppers figure out before they actually make the purchase. And that's where I think the most power comes in terms of what you're providing. So yeah, I have the ability to make a polished video. But I think it's the exact opposite, of what, you don't want it to be sloppy. You don't want poor audio. You don't want low lighting, but aside from that, you definitely want it to feel more organic.
Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed that too, man. I've seen the people I see doing that process. And once again, if people go watch my videos, they're probably a little bit more polished just because I'm shooting in studio and I have all this gear, because I'm like just a gear nerd. So I'm like, I'm going to use it. Sorry if it looks a little, you know, maybe I should turn my lights off and like rip my shirt or something a little, like just cut the top, like put some dirt on my face and talk. But you know, the one thing that I noticed with your videos, and because, you know, when I started, you know, subscribe to your newsletter, Upload Revenue, and I'm sitting here like, okay, this guy is like really doing it. Like, this is real money. This is real income. And, you know, you're very generous with that newsletter and you share a lot of insights. And so success leaves clues. And so I was like, well, I'm going to go see what he's doing. And then at the time, I think I reached out to you at the time, you know, I had a business partner in this thing and we were, you know, debating, like, do we take a course? Do we not take a course? Do we do a workshop? Do we not, you know, what do we do? And so anyway, I was like, well, dude, we couldn't make a decision. So I'm like, I'm just going to keep following Dan around the internet and try to figure it out. And man, I don't know that I definitely haven't figured out what you figured out, but I've seen a growth just by kind of doing that, you know, raw, live to drive, like, let me just share my thoughts. This is Billy having a beer, sharing it with a buddy, Dan, about this, you know, whatever, like the solar power generator. Like, I'm not really talking about the science of the generator. I'm just talking about my experience with the generator. And I think that might be
right.
What I see on YouTube is a little bit more polished. We want to keep people longer. We want them to settle in, grab a cup of tea, watch this video, because we can put more ad revenue in front of them, all that kind of stuff. Versus Amazon's like, get to the point so they can hit the buy now button. Is that fair assessment?
And for the most part, yeah, you're simply trying to push them over the edge. But since you mentioned YouTube, there is one kind of insider tip on this that I highly recommend everybody does. And that is, get in the habit, create a YouTube channel specifically to upload your Amazon shoppable videos to after you load them to Amazon. go in there, put your affiliate link in the description, and just make it a habit of uploading them to both places. And this does a couple things for you. We've certainly seen that those videos can, in fact, get traction and can start to generate some serious traffic. But it also gets them on YouTube so somebody else doesn't steal them off of Amazon and upload them to YouTube because you're first up there. It protects your copyright. It shows on YouTube that you own that content. So it kind of will eliminate or reduce that, because that's a really big thing. People are going out thinking they can steal somebody's content off of Amazon and then profit from it on YouTube. So if you take care of that yourself as you're making these videos, then you not only can protect yourself on the copyright side of things, but you can and will get to a point potentially where you can monetize that channel above and beyond the potential sales you might make off of your affiliate links, which are going to be less than what you're getting on Amazon. But hey, it's one more revenue stream to help add to the pile.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about, Dan. All these streams of revenue keep the boat floating. If one dies or drops off, it's like, okay, we're not going to sink. I learned that the hard way in the last business that we talked about pre-show. So, man, on that YouTube channel, does it have to be published shows? Because I do upload all mine to a channel, but in full transparency, they're on draft mode. I haven't taken the time to go back in there and publish and clean them up and all that kind of stuff. But does it have to be published?
No, they wouldn't have to be published, I don't think, to protect on the copyright. But okay. If you're doing it on a separate channel, I wouldn't even worry about cleaning them up or polishing them. I would simply publish them. Just send them. Nobody's going to stumble across this and go, yeah, I can't watch Billy anymore. This is trash, you know? So it's just better to, it's better to put them out there and see what happens.
All right, cool.
I think there's value there to just send them out there and see what happens.
Just send it, man. I love it. Well, we get a question here in the chat, so I'll go over it. Rich Graham says, do you make it separate from your active channel? Which I think you just maybe answered.
Absolutely.
That. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. I would well, for me, of course, because these are, you know, it's like a toaster one day and, you know, a tractor part the next day, and my channel is about revenue streams. So that's kind of a disconnect for me. But I actually just did for mine. I just made a YouTube channel that hinted at being Amazon themed, so it can be like great deals. You know, I don't know if you want to say great deals on Amazon for trademark violation and all that, but something that gives people an idea of what the videos are about. Not that it really matters, because the branding is not really what you're looking for. But yeah, get those videos up there and see what happens.
Yeah, man, I saw somebody on Instagram kind of doing this, and maybe she's an Amazon influencer now. I don't know, but I know she's on Instagram, and she literally just started off by saying, hey, like, here's a deal I found on Amazon. She wasn't even an associate or anything. She was just making content about deals that she found on Amazon. And she started doing that because she was like sharing it with all her friends and or her family. And they're all like, dude, just leave us alone. Like, we don't care. And then she's like, wow, I'm just going to start my own channel. And then I think now she like crushes it with that. So that is a really good deal to kind of take that mentality and put it on YouTube, because it is still the biggest, second largest search engine in the world or something. I don't even know, but it's huge potential.
Number two to Google.
Okay, gotcha. I didn't know if TikTok was still knocking on its door, knocked it off the podium or not. I don't know.
I don't know if TikTok would qualify as a search engine. And that's the other unique thing about YouTube. True. Is that it is a search engine. So, there's a lot of people that go there to solve problems and look for answers. So that makes it kind of unique. So there's a lot of opportunity on YouTube to approach it that way. If you, just want to pick a general problem and be the person who answers questions people have, there's a lot of opportunity there to grow and, build a brand for yourself.
So man, what do you see, like, when you see people getting into this space, like new Amazon creators, and I know you're working with a lot of creators through your program and through, coaching and doing different things. What's like the one mistake that you see people make over and over and over that you're just like, dude, if you stop doing this one thing, you would just kind of take off? Or, I mean, I don't know if there's one thing, but like, what's the biggest mistake, I guess? I'll simplify.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to say. I mean, probably when it comes to Amazon, the biggest mistake that people that I've seen people made, because it's kind of a critical one, is not really understanding what the videos have to be before trying to get approved. Because like I said, it's three strikes and you're out. So if you don't have an understanding of exactly what to make those videos, and you just try blindly three times by yourself without asking anybody else, you know, how they got approved, then you certainly run the risk of locking yourself out of the opportunity. And I do think to a certain degree, and some of this kind of, there are certain rules on Amazon. You can't do like screen prints of Amazon and things. So people who try to polish their videos a little too much and think they're making them look more professional by throwing in graphics and other things, they potentially could run the risk of kind of messing something up that works just fine if it's, you know, in its most simplest form. So once we get more analytics, we'll know whether or not the polish adds or hinders when it comes to conversions. But for now, it's kind of all speculation and just trying to do what we think feels right and what generates sales.
Yeah, gotcha, man. And I think that's pretty true for the thumbnails portion of it as well. I've been testing a little bit, but like you said, there's no real good analytics. So it's not like I'm like, yeah, I know this video is crushing because my thumbnail was good. So I just like gave up on them. I'm like screenshotting the best part of the video. Sometimes my face is like this, mm-hmm. like holding the product. So what's your strategy there? And same thing?
The title is the same. It's the same thing. We don't have enough information to make an intelligent assessment of what's best. My personal approach is to just provide the clearest, the clearest image of the product, or, you know, in whether I'm demonstrating it or whatever the case, and nothing else. I have a few videos where I've tried some graphics or, you know, some light graphics or words on the thumbnails, but generally speaking, I just do a screenshot from the video. Maybe I will edit it a little bit to kind of, tweak the saturation, make it pop a little bit more than everything else that's in the carousel. And then for the title, I go as much in line with the product name as possible, because Amazon will in fact show your videos on other related products. So if you are on a specific product and you're trying to go down to the carousel and scroll through real quick, and you want to know something specific about the product that you're on, you know, the top five toasters as a title is not necessarily going to let you know that this video that you're about to click on is for the toaster you're actually looking at. But if you, if it's like, you know, the toaster 1000 is in your title, then people know that this video is specifically what they're looking for. It's going to give them answers about the product that they're on right now. And that is why I've approached this very much from being as succinct as possible, trying to give them the information they need as quickly and straight to the point without a lot of fluff. That's how I approach the whole thing. So it's title, thumbnail, content, is just get them the information, show them it out in the wild, and hopefully that's enough to get them to buy the product.
Heck yeah, man. Well, I love that strategy. Like I said, I've chased you around the internet for a year trying to like pick up the crumbs and figure out the pieces. And so I know for some people listening, they don't have my personality. They don't have the tenacity to chase Dan around for a year and pick up all these little clues. And you have created a way for them to get direct access to you and to your course, the Influencer 100 times, where you're literally saying, I want to help creators 100 times their earnings on Amazon. So tell me a little bit about that program. And for somebody listening, and maybe they're new and they don't want to spend a year chasing you around, which I don't blame them. They just want to spend some money, get in your world, and learn what you know. Let's talk to us about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So the course is called Influencer 100X, and the site is Influencer 100X, the number 100xcourse.com. And it covers everything from getting approved for the Amazon Influencer program, which you need to do and what the requirements are in terms of having some established following on another platform. And then it goes into exactly what you need to do to get approved. So there's a process involving your first three videos and what that process looks like in terms of what to put in your videos to give them the best possible chance to get approved, because those first three videos are a little more critiqued than the rest of your content, which I think is more automated, where those first three videos might have some manual intervention, which leaves a little bit of subjectivity in their analysis. So you don't want to give them any reason to fail you. And then it goes into the process of trying to find ideas for products and how to pull your lifetime, you know, Amazon order report for inspiration in terms of products that you might already have around your house to make videos. And then it talks a little bit about what to look for in what kind of products to make videos. And we're also working on a kind of an advanced strategy that we're going to add to the course. So anybody who purchases the course, they will have continued access to that. So when the advanced strategies come out, they will automatically have access to that additional information as well, where we're going to kind of dive into a little bit of case study on some of the things that we've done to generate more revenue. Talk about some different ways to raise your monthly revenue. So if you've hit a plateau or you're not seeing the growth that maybe some other people have seen, this will hopefully give you some ideas to start to scale and kind of invest in the whole process to get a larger number as a monthly recurring revenue for your business.
Yeah, man, I love it, dude. I think it's awesome. I need to look at it again because I'm sure there's more stuff that I've not unveiled about you, Dan, that I can that I can't just find on the internet. So, man, I really appreciate you being here, talking about your course, talking about how people, because it literally has changed my life. Like, it literally, there was some stuff that I was trying to do in the content creator space that just didn't make any sense for me and my personality, and then I found Amazon Live Influencer. And it was people like you and Monty and Dealcasters that were posting the opportunity that kept it right here instead of down the road or later or when I get back or whatever. And so it's literally been a game changer, you know, in my life. So I really appreciate you putting these events together. You're putting together this course. And also right behind you is People of Video coming up in September. And I know I'm asking you to promote two big things right in a row, but I want to kind of, you know, I'm not that this is like give back, you know, but I do want to give you opportunity on my show because you have been such an inspiration. So, man, tell us about People of Video. Tell us how we can get involved and why we need to book our flights right now to Albany, New York for September.
Absolutely. So People of Video is a concept that is near and dear to me, and that is bringing the video community to the East Coast. We're here in Albany, New York, and it's all about giving you the tools from the people that you followed for years on YouTube and other platforms who have taught you from afar about how to do things like growing your influence and your following and making more money and actually generating a business and revenue around your content. We're super excited. This is our second live in-person event. Our first one got the old kibosh on it from COVID, but we're super excited this year. We're sponsored by Ecamm. It's a great relationship. That's Ooh. You know what this live stream's running on right now. They're fantastic. But more importantly, we are talking all things video and business and how to grow your revenue around that business. And we're also going to continue to increase our focus on Amazon Video and Amazon Live. And we're going to have tracks and you will probably see some people that you're familiar with in the Amazon space. Speaking from the stage this year, we are thrilled to be able to bring everybody in and share their expertise and get more exposure to Amazon for video creators as a whole. So you can grab your tickets at peopleofvideo.com. We want to get everybody here in Albany, New York. It's September 19th through the 21st. And it's going to be a party. We already have a lot of amazing people that we saw last year. They'll be coming back. We have a bunch of new people that have signed up. And like I said, that relationship with Ecamm just makes it great. It's an awesome, awesome live streaming community over there. And we can't wait for everybody to get together in Albany.
Dude, heck yeah, man. I'm excited. I put the request in to the old wifey. So we'll see what she tells me. Oh, man. So, well, Dan, I know I could probably ask you a million more questions, but I just wanted to give people kind of like a little taste of the icing on the cake here, and I want to encourage them to dive deep with you and take the course and show up to people a video and really dive into it, because it is huge live selling, and not just on Amazon, but as more, you know, companies roll it out and more opportunities, I know you're going to be in the front lines figuring it out and saying, hey, check this out, do this. So the more you guys can get involved with Dan, do that sooner than later. But man, any closing thoughts, anything I didn't set you up to say that you'd like to mention or whatnot? And I'll promote your newsletter because I'm a huge fan of it. So I won't make you promote, I won't make you promote a third thing. I'll promote it at the end for you.
Yeah, right now our focus is people of video and trying to make it the absolute best conference we can. We're excited to get it all planned out. It's coming up. I think we're like 6 weeks away now. So we are pumped, and we want as many people there as possible. So if you have never been to a conference and you're on the fence, I remember when I went to my first conference, I had a conversation with my wife, very much like Billy's referring to. And to my surprise, she's like, go for it. And it really did change the trajectory of what I was doing as a video creator, because when you get in a room like that, it's just transformative, because you're surrounded by like-minded people. It's not you trying to tell somebody in your family about video and they just roll their eyes and don't really get it. It's very, there's the synergy that's created by surrounding yourself with people who get it and can share what they've done to be successful is really powerful. And it will totally change the path that you're on and help you get closer to your goals.
Heck yeah, man. Well, Dan, if you haven't figured it out, I'm a fanboy, so I really appreciate you being on the show, man. It's a huge honor to have you, and hopefully I will see you, meet you in person in Albany. Hopefully that'll be a real reality for me. And man, so high five long distance.
So.
Thanks for being on the show, and we'll catch you again. We'll have to bring you back on, and as this thing develops and as you are forerunning it and figuring it out for us, we bring you on and do some updates about Amazon.
Anytime.
So yeah, man, really appreciate you. Thank you so much. All right, guys.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And that is it for Creating Daily today. If you didn't get something out of that, and once again, it wasn't like having to bring him on and do step-by-step, but it was just talking about the possibilities, a little bit of tricks, tips, strategies, all that kind of fun stuff. But if you want to get into Dan's world, go head over to the link that I put in the description here is a link to like his link page. So it shows all his links. He's got the people of video on there. He's got his latest YouTube videos on there. And he's got the Upload Revenue, which is the weekly newsletter. Now, he's been busy with people of video, so it might not be weekly, you know, until after that event's over. But jump in there, because there's going to be stuff you pull from that email that's going to just take you to the next level of your creator journey, either on Amazon, on YouTube, or other platforms where he's helping you monetize and create revenue into your creator business. And be sure to join me on Thursday. We're going to be a regular time, 4 p.m. on Thursday. We're going to be with Zach Mitchum. We're going to talk about gear. We're going to nerd out a little bit. I asked him to be on the show. He's another Amazon creator and YouTuber, and I asked him to be on the show, and immediately our conversation went to gear, and I was like, well, I guess I know what we're talking about. So if you're interested in, you know, podcast gear, live stream gear, what can you do? What little tweaks can you do to make your video pop while you're making these videos for Amazon, or you're making videos for YouTube or TikTok or Instagram or wherever you're creating video? There's going to be some tools that are going to help you out. So be back here Thursday at 4 p.m. And once again, I missed the end. Oh no, there's the end screen. All right, we'll see you guys then.